So this is Erica Chaisson with Celeb Connect. Today we are here with a very cool guest from all the way from New Jersey. He's the inventor of an innovative guitar pick called the Grip Reaper, and he's been getting lots of attention from different musicians, and we're really happy to talk to him today. Hi, Nick. How are you?
Thank you for having me on.
The 15 Minutes of Fame podcast, your destination to learn from people that are passionate about their business and have amazing stories to tell. Are you ready to elevate your expectations of what you thought was possible? It's time to get inspired.
So Nick, you're young, you're 18, and I hear you started the Grip Reaper when you were just 16. So I'd love to hear about how, why, and how that all started.
Well, I started playing guitar around 7 or 8 years old, and it was something that I picked up very fast. So once I started picking it up around 16 years old, my picks kept slipping on my hand. So I started taking a knife and scraping the pick with the knife, and you know, I was cutting towards myself and everything. You know, no safety in mind.
Dangerous. And got it.
My dad was like, "Come on, you're smarter than this. Figure something out." And my dad's been working in diamond plating for pretty much his whole life. So what he does is he makes like diamond cutting wheels. He's for like grinding, stuff like that. And I was like thinking, and he's like, you know, think what, like you got a hand? I'm like, all right. And I was like, Dad, I have an idea. He's like, all right, tell me when we get home. We're on vacation. We're like, we're in Pennsylvania for Easter. Like, Dad, got an idea. It's like later. And finally he sat down. He's like, what's the idea? I'm like, we're going to diamond plate to them. That kind of kickstarted the whole thing.
So yeah. It was like a, I love that. I love ideas that come out of like, you know, it's like on Dragon's Den. I don't know if you ever watched that show or be Shark Tank in the US. There's got to be a better way.
Yeah. That's basis of inventing is finding something that already exists and making it better. That's what I've always seen. Like some of the best inventions, it's not something brand new. It's something they're like, we have this, but there's a better way of doing it.
Yeah, it's something that already exists, but it can be made just a little bit better.
Yeah.
And do you think that, I mean, is that a problem for musicians, for guitar players? I mean, I don't play the guitar, so it slips out of people's hands. I mean, I think I've seen guitar players use different things other than picks. Like, I think I saw one musician use, like, one of those plastic bread things as a guitar pick. I don't know why, but... I
mean, you see all sorts of things. A big one is quarters. But 100%, recently I had a friend of mine, I mean, he's been using them for about a year, year and a half since we've had them invented. And as he said, he's like, listen, you know, when you play in the winter, you take it for granted. Then the second you start playing in the summer, you know, it gets hot, you're sweating on stage. And he's like, I use these picks because he's like, oh, he played a show recently. It was 100 degrees in the place. It was boiling hot. And he was like, the pick saved me. I mean, it does make, I mean, even just playing in your air-conditioned room, not having that like soft plastic twist around your hand just makes it so much easier to actually play.
Did you think you would be an entrepreneur? I mean, is this something, are your parents entrepreneurs or just kind of accidental entrepreneur?
Yeah. I mean, we always kind of joked I was going to be an inventor. Hmm. When I was little, I used to like taking things apart, putting them back together. Sometimes they turn out better than before. Most of the times they'd end up worse, but it's just something I always did.
And see, I'm more of a person that I see a cool invention and I think, oh, why didn't I think of that? But I'm never the first one.
I've always been the one to be taking apart things. And then my parents always joke, oh, you're going to be a scientist. You're going to be an inventor. Because I used to like buy those science kits and like mix stuff from different kits to see what happened. So, like, I've always had that invention thing to me. Even when I was little, I mean, like, I drew up crazy ideas on how I wanted a car to work. And then looking back at it recently, I was like, wow, I wasn't far off. I mean, so I've always had that creativeness to be, like, and that ability to kind of envision stuff, to be a inventor. But I never thought I was going to be, like, an entrepreneur running a business.
That's very cool. I mean, I'm looking back to when I was your age and I wouldn't even been anywhere near where you are, you know, starting your own business and doing something different. That's really cool. I'd like to talk about the name, the Grip Reaper. Where did that come from? And does that have something to do with your, you know, your preferred choice of music, or how did you name it?
I mean, I got to give credit where credit's due. Actually, my mom came up with the name, and it was something like, originally we were on Rock Candy for a while, and I wasn't psyched about the name, but it was kind of a name we landed on. But we weren't making pics with them on it yet, and we didn't have an Instagram. And then around the time that we started using Adam to promote us, because the like social media whiz, he was like, all right, you need a name. And I was like, all right, let's not commit to Rock Candy. And then that night, my mom's like, Grip Reaper. She's like, it's perfect. You're into metal. Sounds, you know, it's a heavy sounding name.
I knew it. I knew you were going to say that. I love it.
Yeah, we actually recently saw a band, Reaper Live, and I was like, you know?
They need to have it.
Yes. Yeah, we were trying to get in contact with them.
Cool. So I'm told you have a podcast as well, Nick. Yeah. Want to tell us a little bit about your podcast?
So I do a podcast. We shoot mostly Thursday nights. I think we've been pretty consistent with that, where we bring on people and we talk about how you use music to help you, how you use music to help others, what got you into music, just really more of a mental health connection almost to music, where it's like, you know, what, you know, this song makes you feel this way. How has that helped you before? How, like, a big one is like a lot of people, you know, like just when they're down, it's like having that music there helps. So I like talking to people about that. And it also leads into great stories about like what they've done in music.
That's awesome. I mean, this podcast is all about people who are passionate about what they do. And again, I love the story of the Grip Reaper and, you know, a guitar pick that doesn't slip out of people's hands, but it's so great that you're passionate about music. It all comes back down to what music does for people and how this pick can help them. And very cool. Good deal. Let's put Reaper Remedy to the test. So let's do a little quiz. You know, I'll say a mood and you tell me what music you would listen to if that's the mood you're in. And then I'll tell you what I would listen to. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. So what would you listen to, Nick, if you were feeling kind of down?
Down? I'll go for something more uplifting. I've been doing a lot of Kingdom by Devin Townsend lately. It's just an uplifting, almost, it's almost a religious experience with the song. It's hard to describe without actually like listening to it.
Very cool. I'm not actually familiar, but I'll have to check that out.
I think the guy's a Canadian genius.
Very cool. Canadian genius. Yeah. There we go. Yeah. From New Jersey, listening to Canadian music. Happy to hear.
Treasure in Canada.
Amazing. See, I think I'm the opposite. When I'm down, I think I like to just, you know, I'm already feeling down. I'm going to listen to something that's, you know, maybe takes me back, that, you know, brings out that emotion more. So again, I'm going to go with a Canadian band, but I probably, if I'm feeling down, might listen to the Tragically Hip. Are you familiar with the Tragically Hip, Nick?
No, I'm not familiar with them. I'm going to have to look up, but whenever people say bands, there's second night I'll get off, I'll listen to them. That's just how I am.
They're an amazing Canadian band. Unfortunately, the lead singer, Gord Downie, passed away recently, which again makes it even more nostalgic, but yeah. You should definitely check them out. They're really, really good. What do you listen to when you're feeling angry?
Angry or groovy stuff, Pantera, Sepultura, stuff like really heavy stuff. Just kind of adds to the anger, I'm guessing. Rage Against the Machine is another one. They're
good. I'm familiar with Rage Against the Machine. Yeah. Very good. Yes.
You can use them in two ways. You can use them if you're angry just to make yourself more angry, or you can use it when you need to get pumped up to get pumped up. But definitely if I'm angry, I'm listening to like some of the heaviest like stuff I can get my hands on.
I think I'd have to go with Tina Turner on this one. I don't know why. Okay. If you want to chill and relax, what do you listen to?
Chill and relax. I've been listening to, I can give this song to, The Evil Has Landed by Queens of the Stone Age. It's just a kind of fun song that you can just, but it's got like this fuzzy driving stuff to it that makes it kind of like this fun, relaxing song. Kind of got these swirly vocals. I don't know, it's an interesting song.
Nice. When I like to relax, I go to an old favorite, Ben Harper. I love Ben Harper. I saw him live in Australia at a festival. Oh dear, a long time ago when I was 20. So it was a little while ago. What do you listen to, you know, to get you going to start your night off?
This is going to be a surprising answer. It mostly has to do with like my friend group, the boys I hang out with, the Eagles, anything by them. Like Take It Easy, my friend group knows that like word for word. And like that's one of the first songs, like if we're hanging out or like we do road trips a lot or like we'll go away for like a weekend. That's one of the first songs that we always put on to get us going.
I don't know, you probably don't know where Cape Breton Island is, but it's an island off the coast of Nova Scotia, and that's where I'm from, and they have Celtic music. The Cape Bretoner in me, that's how I like to get started, is Celtic music.
I really dig Celtic music.
It
was something I didn't get into until I started playing with a punk band I've been playing in. It's half the band's very, very Italian. So it's like me, our lead singer and rhythm guitarist are very Italian, and then the other two are very Irish with a lot of Celtic music background, and they're obsessed with Dropkick Murphys, which is Celtic punk. So a couple of our songs, I have a mandolin and stuff, we want to start putting out some like Celtic vibes into some of our punky songs, which when they were like, you know, we've been doing some Celtic stuff, I'm like, yes, we need it. Like, I know where you're going. I approve.
I love when bands mix Celtic music in with other genres. I think it's really cool. You know, if there was someone listening right now that was a younger person that was thinking about, you know, inventing something or starting their own business, do you have any advice for them?
One would be don't give up. I mean, I'm very, well, when it came to hobbies, I wasn't too this way. I mean, I quit hobbies pretty fast that I wasn't enjoying. Because if you're not enjoying it, what's the point of doing it? So, like, that's why guitar's been something I've always been, like, really adamant about. So, like, don't give up. Because I got denied for a patent, like, 4 or 5 times. Like, we've went through 3 lawyers. The legal process is not easy if you're going for a patent. And just because one lawyer says, yeah, you're not going to be able to patent this, I was way too stubborn to say, all right. That's it. I was like, all right, find another lawyer. I want to hear a second opinion. I don't think this guy's doing right. And then third lawyer finally came along and was like, oh, I can patent this. I was like, there you go. And another thing is, this is something like I've been discussing with my dad recently, especially if you're a young kid. I don't want to say, I'm guessing not you know best wouldn't be the correct way of phrasing it, but you kind of know the future. I mean, like, if you're a young kid in tune with business, you should be able to tell where you think certain markets and stuff are heading. Like, when we were questioning if it was something we wanted to do, like, really push getting in brick-and-mortar stores, some people may say, like, especially an older generation would say, yeah, you know, get it in stores. Meanwhile, I'm like, it's dying. Let's not force them in stores. Let's try to get them in online retailers. And it's like, you know, you kind of know your market you're selling to. Make sure you stick to that market. Don't try to stray away from it.
I think those are two really good pieces of advice. So the first one I would call grit, like don't give up.
Yeah.
You know? And I think if you talk to most successful entrepreneurs, they'll tell you that, you know, people said no to them so many times and they just kept going. And yeah, the second one is a great marketing tip. Know your market and know where, you know, if you're looking at where you're going to sell your product, where are the people that are going to be buying it going to be purchasing it from? Is it going to be online? Is it going to be, I think that's really good advice. So a lot of great information, Nick. It was super fun to talk to you. You're the youngest guest we've had on the podcast thus far.
First time being on someone's podcast. I mean,
cool. That's awesome. So where can people find you? And the Great Reaper.
You can find me on rockandrollnick00 on Instagram. More importantly, we're Grip Reaper Picks on all social media. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Come give us a follow, see our products. Recently, I just posted a video of me playing guitar in a pool. If that's something you'd be interested in, check that out.
Adam's showing it to me right now, actually, and it's awesome. It's kind of amazing. Now that I haven't seen before. Very cool. Well, thanks, Nick.
Thank you for having me on.